2 minutes and prophesy. Can I prophesy? I want to speak on a topic that I want to preach the end time message. What I want to preach is the end time message. It is the end time message because we are at the end of God's program agenda for salvation. And if we are at the end, then there is a message for the end time church. And I titled this message, The Choosing Revival. And I get that from the scripture that says, many are called, but few are choosing. Those that are choosing, there is a revival for those that are choosing. And I pray that the Lord will help me say it in a way that will let somebody know that when God brings you this far, He's giving you opportunity to make your calling and election sure. And the purpose for this topic is derived from what the Lord Jesus Christ spoke in Luke chapter 21, verse 24 to verse 34 to verse 36. Luke chapter 21.
And take it to yourselves.
Listen very well.
Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore.
Watch ye therefore.
And pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
And the reason we always read scriptures here is because I see some people with Bible and paper. They note it because they want to go back and study. And some of the things we say, some of you don't even know that they are in the Bible. So that you will go back and see and study again and get the impact, the inspiration from those scriptures. We have to watch. It is this watching that we are doing now. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 also tells us to watch.
That the trial of your faith.
Is it 1 Peter? 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 7. Am I correct?
Unto godliness, brotherly kindness.
Okay, read 1 Peter. I don't miss them. Luke 17. I'll come back to that later. Verse 26 to and verse 30. Listen very well.
And as it was in the days of Noah,
yes,
so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
Uh-huh.
Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
So that it will not take us by surprise. And Revelation chapter, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1, 2, and 3.
But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
Uh-huh.
For when they shall say, peace,
when they are
and
saying,
safety,
hey, peace, 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 everywhere they are saying, peace, 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 something will happen.
Then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Because his coming will be secret. His coming will be secret. Revelation 16 and verse 15 also says, I'm coming as a thief in the night. Say, read it.
Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they shall
read it again.
Shame. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments.
Watch, watching. That is where we derive our program from every Saturday. I spoke on this same topic yesterday in our program, The Rapture Watch. Read it again.
Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth.
Blessed is he that watcheth. Blessed. If you are in this ministry, what we measure in talking every time is getting you ready for home going. That you are in this atmosphere, you are blessed. That you find a ministry like this, you are blessed. Because it's not every ministry that talks the way we talk. In Matthew 24, verse 42 to verse 44, these are the words of the Lord Jesus himself.
Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does
you
come.
You don't know. You don't know. No human being knows the hour, the day. No human being knows.
But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
So how will you be ready when you don't know how he will come?
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7.
Okay, thank you very much.
But the end of all things is at hand.
Yes.
Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
The end of all things is at hand. The end of the program for salvation is at hand. What are you advised to do? Read it again.
But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
Watch unto prayer. That is, watch prayerfully. Our popular scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. It says, study
to show thyself approved unto God.
Now, show. When we say approved unto God, go ahead.
A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. And the truth about it is, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6,
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Without faith here is a revelation. The word used here, in the context it is used here, is without revelation, it is impossible to please God. 30,000 strong revival, it was not done according to due order. God rejected it. Somebody even died. Uzzah died. Verse 4 of that same Hebrew chapter 11.
By faith, Abel offered unto God.
By revelation. He offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. They were all religious people. One, his own sacrifice was accepted. Another one was not accepted. What was his testimony?
By which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
Uh-huh.
God testifying of his gift.
Uh-huh.
And by it, he being dead,
is
yet
still speaking. By revelation. By revelation. That's why Apostle Paul speaks about the gospel of salvation in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 17. What did he say? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth.
Uh-huh.
To the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
Do you know why he says he's not ashamed? There's something revelation does. Because there is something you know, other people don't know. Therefore, you will be awed before them. They'll be criticizing the way you live your life. They will tell you you are not. They will make you be ashamed. But because there is a revelation you have, now them you will be pity. And if they want you to be ashamed, the songwriter says the gospel of the cross is an emblem of suffering and the shame. Because you will not join them to do what they are doing. You will be odd. How can you tell that? Will you get husband? If you do your business like this, you're not going to make a more. If you do like this, you can't make it all. A sister was telling me that her friend said, come, let's go somewhere and join one society. We'll make money. He said, this is where I joined, and I'm now making money. Can't you see I have money? Can't you see business everywhere? And she said, no, I'm a Christian. She said, me too. Now I mentioned the name of her church. And she said, when I walk her there. He said, does it matter now? She's there. Maybe other people there are there. Maybe it's even a church member that introduced her to it. Like many of you do in this church. Well, when I want to go enter that thing, what they do? Now, go tell me, oh, when trouble come, then when I go wrong, come meet me. Read it again.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel.
I am
of
not
Christ.
Ashamed. Go ahead.
For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth.
Uh-huh.
To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness.
This is where I am going. The righteousness of God
revealed from
is revealed
faith to faith.
From revelation to revelation.
As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
When you are justified, we will walk by revelation. God deals with his children by revelation. By revelation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, he said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And Revelation 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Romans. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says,
so then,
faith
cometh by hearing,
and hearing,
and hearing by the word of God.
He said what? A hearing. Isaiah chapter 6, from verse 9, he was talking to churchgoers. Talking
said,
to covenant people of God, the Jews.
Go and tell these people,
uh-huh.
Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of these people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes,
uh-huh.
And hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and convert and be healed.
Uh-huh.
And then said I, Lord, how long? And he
how
answered,
long will they remain blind? Will they remain deaf? How long will this happen? It was Isaiah, here am I, send me. That is the message he sent him. Then said I, Lord, how long?
And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitants, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst
and,
of the land.
And because they could not see, they were blind, the Jews. This scripture was fulfilled in AD 70. That's how that land was wasted. He said they will remain blind until. That is the reason why Apostle Paul in Romans 11:25, he said blindness in part has come upon Israel until
the fullness of the Gentiles
become in. That blindness is what happened in Isaiah chapter 6. Until today, it is still happening. The Christians who are supposed with the Bible, with teachers, with the Holy Ghost to guide us, we refuse. We want to serve God our own way. When you do that, he also blinds you. There are Christians today that you are surprised why ordinary you are seen as simple, it is simple to you. Water baptism in the name of Jesus, but Daddy Gio doesn't see it. Mommy Gio don't see it. It is not because you are better than them. It is because they have set their mind to worship God their own way. Therefore, God himself blinding them. I pray you'll understand as we go ahead. That is why in Mark chapter 4, in those parables from verse 9, he spoke a parable.
And he said unto them,
what did he say?
He that hath ears to hear.
Because there are people that have ears, they cannot hear. He that hath ear to hear, let him hear.
And when he was alone.
Now, he spoke a parable to them in the crusade. Generally, like this Bible is for everybody to read. But how many people understand what is written in the Bible? Go ahead.
And when he was alone.
When he's alone.
They that were about him with the 12.
They are the chosen ones.
Asked of him the parable. And he said unto them.
What did he say?
Unto you it is given to know.
Unto you the chosen ones. Is given to know the mystery.
Of the kingdom.
Now the, another word for mystery is secret. Another word for mystery is secret. It remains secret until the keeper of the secret reveals them to you. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. The secret things,
belong unto
the Lord our God.
But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever.
Unless he reveals it to you, you will never know. Unless you reveal it, you will never know. You can never know. Read on.
Verse 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. That seeing they may see and not perceive. Hearing they may hear and not understand.
They are hearing, though, but they just can't understand.
Lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them.
So anytime I read this, all I know is that there are people that have been ordained never to know the truth. Ever learning, Apostle Paul says so, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. This is an end time spirit, the end time followers, Christians, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Apostle Paul made that statement in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51, he said, behold, I show you a mystery. Behold, I show you a mystery. Me too, today. Behold, I want to show you a mystery if you are hearing me for the first time. That the Bible says in it's a secret. It's a secret. I show you a secret. I show you a secret. You know what these things don't do to you? They humble you when you catch these mysteries. It humbles, it will never make you to be proud. Never. Matthew 11, I've said this over and over, but I always believe somebody will be hearing me for the first time. So I'll continue to emphasize and re-emphasize. So don't be tired of hearing us say some of these things. That in Matthew 11, 28, Jesus Christ said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. All. Salvation is looks as if it is for all. But let me tell you another scripture that tells you that salvation is not for all. John chapter 6 and verse 44.
No man can come to me.
No man can come to me.
Except the Father which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
And verse 45.
It is written in the prophets,
yes,
and they shall be all taught of God.
They shall all be taught of God. That is, it is God that will teach them the secret of salvation. The secret, the mystery of redemption. And it is written in the prophets that they shall all, verse 45.
It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God.
And then he said what?
Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father, comment unto me.
Before you can answer the altar call, come to me, the Father will have to reveal, give you understanding of that type of call. And it is only those that the Father has given a revelation. Oh, glory be to God. And it is not given to everybody. They are the ones that will come. And see the assurance we have in verse 37 of that same John chapter 6. See the assurance we have in them.
That the Father giveth me.
And if it is the Father that revealed the Son to you, you will answer that call. When you come to Christ, what will happen?
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
All will come. All. they will come. And how does he do it? It's by revelation. By revealing the secrets to you. Oh, glory be to God. You turn and you look at this reverend doctor, archbishop, Dr. Power 10, Power 4, big grammar, with the Greek lexicon, the Aramaic lexicon, the Hebrew lexicon, and they use it to confuse us. But there's a mystery I will show you in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 26. Listen to the way Apostle Paul say it.
For ye see your calling, brethren, are there not many wise men after the flesh? Not many mighty, not many noble are called.
Uh-huh.
But God has chosen
Again.
But for ye see your calling,
the
brethren.
The call that we have called is not many reverend doctors, doctors of philosophy, educated people. No. Who are those that he called? Go ahead.
How that not many wise men after the flesh,
yes,
not many mighty,
yes,
not many noble,
yes,
are called. Verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish.
He's chosen the
world.
Foolish. That's why I say, when you come here, don't listen to our grammar. If you judge us by the English we speak, I am quick to remind you that God is not an Englishman. Our general language in this part of the world, our official language, is our colonial master's language. It's not even our language. And we have been decolonized. We have been set free. Therefore, we are no more to speak the British English, except you want to go and work in England, in UK, then they want to know whether you should speak their language. But if they come here, they don't learn our language. I don't know why you should be ashamed that you didn't go to school. What do you need certificate for as a prerequisite to preach the gospel? When God calls you, he does not send you to any Bible college. When God calls you, he gives you the grace needed for what he has called you to do. He anoints you. Like Apostle Paul, the things that I teach here, I didn't go to any Bible school. I didn't go to any Bible college, any school of theology. These are revelations I received directly from him, or I heard from some other preachers that I also believe, and I re-echo it. Therefore, he uses foolish things to do what? To confound the wise. And I'll tell you something. That one of the things that I want to prove to you today is that this chosen revival is not a popular revival. And one of the reasons to make it unpopular is that he will call uneducated people to preach the gospel. So that we don't belong to the society. All the disciples that Jesus Christ called, did he go to Gamaliel School of Theology to go and call them? They were all fishermen. That was a common business that time. All they know is how to catch fish. But they are the ones he called to confound the wise. Have you finished reading it to verse 29?
Verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
Uh-huh.
And the base things of the world, uh-huh, and the things which are despised has God chosen.
Oh. Yeah.
And things which are not, to bring to naught things that are.
Why is the reason?
That no flesh should glory.
So you will not say it's because of this achievement, that's why I am the pastor of this church. That's why, Pastor Olu, you can speak grammar, you can read, but you cannot prophesy.
doctor, sir.
Sister Marachi will enter and say, Oyibo. Yetunde. Sister Yetunde go buga the thing. If you like, catch it. If you like, don't catch it. When the message come to pass, you will know, say, God is not a grammarian. Why you won't go to school? Why he not give you that grace? To confound the wise. Ah, can you clap for our God? Clap for our God. That is why, when God wanted to come to earth, see where he was born. In a manger, among animals, in a carpenter's house, not in the king's house. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 6, this is how Apostle Paul narrates our salvation. From verse 6.
Sufficient to such a man.
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Albeit verse 6. Speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
In a mystery. It's a mysterious thing.
Even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. If had they known it, they would not have crucified
If the Lord they had name. Known it, if they had known it, salvation is a secret affair. Salvation is a secret program of God. Salvation is shrewd in secrecy, otherwise known as mystery. So that you'll understand, if they had known who they were crucifying, that was Emmanuel. If they had known, they would not have crucified him. Hallelujah. When the Lord Jesus Christ said, as I spoke earlier, many are called, few are choosing. Therefore, the purpose of this message, like I said, is to give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Why? The choosing have a revival. The revival is what you see in James chapter 5, verse 7. That is the choosing revival.
Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain.
Until he received the early and the latter rain. He is waiting for the harvest. He has been waiting patiently for the past 2,000 years. What is he waiting for? He is waiting for the precious fruit. What he planted on the day of Pentecost when the church started, a lot of things have happened. The true church has not yet manifested. Before the harvest will take place, which is the rapture, there will be a rain that will fall. It is a revival. It is the revival that I titled the homegoing revival. The revival that prepares us to go home. And this revival is a secret revival. It's not a general revival. It's not a popular revival. That's the truth. Everything that pertains to salvation is hidden in a secret. That's what I'm emphasizing. And that is why if you read the Bible, the beginning of the fall of man and the ending, the restoration of the end of man is, and also the beginning of Satan destroying the children of God and how Satan will end is written in Genesis, the book of Genesis and the Revelation. And everything that is there is written in symbols. So that unless God grants you understanding of what that symbol is, you will just be there doing your theology and speaking grammar. Everything that has salvation virtue, Jesus Christ spoke it in parables. And everything he spoke concerning salvation, 7 parables of Matthew 13, all the 7 parables, the kingdom of God is like this. The kingdom of God is like this. The kingdom of God is like this. He didn't say anything again. So everybody is going to establish school to learn what illiterates wrote. For you to know that it's not those illiterates that wrote, for all scripture is given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He is the writer of this Bible. Oh, praise the Lord. Even grace is a secret matter. Grace is a secret matter. This whole world was to be destroyed. I mentioned it during the Holy Ghost program in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 to verse 8.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Uh-huh.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth,
uh-huh,
and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made
them. What was his decision?
I will destroy.
When he said that, he spoke it to himself. It was in his mind. So the whole world would have just stayed one day and see the whole world wiped off because God was angry with man. But, verse 8.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Can you see now? But Noah found grace. What was the grace? If you read the remaining part of the story because of time, what was it that amounted to grace for Noah? Grace is unmerited favor. It's not because he was the most holy person on earth. He just found favor. The type of favor that sometimes I sit down alone in my room and I will look at among all my father's children, among all my mates, my colleagues, my former colleagues, among everybody, God packaged mercy from heaven and came down. I was looking for who will he make to benefit from mercy, and came and found me. And just decided, it's not that I was praying, not that I was doing anything. Look, at least Cornelius was a very good man. That was his comment. He was giving alms to people. I was living a righteous life. Prayer care. Which is prayer? Nobody to even help me, guide me. I was on my own. And yet, he said, no, you and Moses Alu found grace. What is it that amounted to grace? He came and revealed to him what he's planning to do on earth. Grace begins with a revelation that only God can show you. Judgment is coming upon this world. How many people know that this one will soon end? But he has called you and revealed it to you. Salvation begins with a knowledge. Grace begins with God coming down to reveal something that is going to happen, but he decided to reveal it to you. And now that he revealed it to you, it is only normal. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then he now shows you the works that you will do now for you to be saved. Number one, repent. Number two, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Leave the rest to me. And I will give you eternal life. I will give you the Holy Ghost. Noah, this is what you will do to escape the destruction that is coming up. Now, how many of us have heard, have ears to hear? How many of us have ears to hear this secret? It's not enough that you have come to church. There will be evidence that you are a partaker of that grace. How can you know that this motor you are entering is going to have accident? And you say, I know. And then you still enter the motor and sit down. Do you now see why it's not every church you can attend? Can you now see that it's not every ministry, it's not every man that can make you can make to be your pastor? When the blind lead the blind, where will they put it? When they don't have ear to hear, did they hear what is going on? That is why a church can say, I am not called to preach rapture. It's because he has no ear to hear. He has not yet benefited from grace. Grace is more than falling under anointing and shaking and seeing vision. All of them that are misleading people all over the world, they have a grace, they have an anointing, I mean to say. They have a power. They carry fire. Some of them carry in their hand, take it, boah. Yet they know nothing concerning what is coming upon this earth. So that you'll understand what we are talking about. What this church, this particular ministry, is all about. Noah found grace. And how many people have found this same type of grace that Noah have found? Are they here? Can I see your hand up? Yes. How do I know? I will see your response. The way you live your life. We prove. It's very easy to say yes. I'm a partaker. God was on his way to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He branched in Genesis 18 to Abraham and told Abraham, I'm going to that city to destroy it. All of them, the whole nations around, nobody knew what was going to happen, only Abraham. And do you know why he revealed it to Abraham? Because he knows Abraham has a loved one, Lot, locked up there. And not just because he's related to Abraham, but because Lot found himself there, and Lot, the Bible called him righteous Lot. He hated what was going on. He detested the lifestyle of those Sodomites. And God saw the condition of his heart. And so he told Abraham. Abraham knew there was going to be destruction. Even Lot didn't know. Lot was just being nice as he used to be. Strangers, he came to town. And then all of you homosexuals, fine men, they didn't know that they were angels. Sent to remove the elect, the bride, from destruction. As it was in the days of Noah. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed. And before you know what, there was something the angels did. The angels entered Lot's house. Amen. And the first thing they did was they blinded everybody in the city. They blinded everybody in the city. But when they closed that door, they were inside preparing Lot and his family for homegoing. What was going on there when the door was closed? The people outside were too blind to understand what was going on there. What was going on inside that place that the door was closed. Nobody knew it. It is called the Choosing Revival. They were preparing them. Do you have anybody else? Do you do this? Prepare quickly. See the grace of God. He said, compel them. There was a compelling anointing. When Lot was trying to waste their time because they walk by time, the appointed time for the destruction has to come. Hasten, hasten. The Bible said they drag them out. Oh yeah, let's go. That was when they revealed to Lot what was going to happen to Sodom and Gomorrah. My emphasis here is they were inside the room and the door was closed. When the door was closed, that was when those two escaped the destruction. Something was going on behind the closed door. That is why I say that revival is a secret revival. I don't want to spoil my message by rushing it. On Sunday, coming Sunday, I will continue. I never talk reach half yet. We are watching for his coming. We are looking forward to his coming. Heralding the message of his coming. That is the end time message.
Fight over sin, gladly Mary has.